Good evening. It didn't even matter a great deal whether you liked Elvis or not. He changed our lives. So were a lot of other people, parts of our lives, but they didn't change things.
How you doing?
Montavani played Charmaine 1,000 times, and we heard it on the radio and elevators and dentist offices, but it didn't change anything. Elvis Presley did. He changed the way then-teenaged America thought about things, about public entertainers and pop music and popular attitudes toward living and behaving and dressing and talking. And so when he died today of some kind of heart ailment at the age of 42,
right,
people felt a sense of loss whether they ever liked his singing or not, particularly in Memphis, where he lived.
That's David Brinkley, ladies and gentlemen.
And here's another one, Mike.
CBS News. Elvis Presley, the one-time king of popular music, is dead at the age of 42. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Presley was stricken this afternoon at his mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and rushed to Baptist Hospital. Memphis Police Director E. Winslow Chapman says a doctor was with him.
Mr. Presley's personal physician, Dr. Nicopoulos, was the one that called for the ambulance.
Dr. Nick!
The one that was with him when the ambulance arrived, and he pronounced him dead at Baptist Hospital.
I'm on the toilet.
Hospital officials said Presley was suffering from respiratory distress. His doctor says he may have suffered a heart attack. He had been hospitalized recently for several conditions, including eye trouble and exhaustion. Presley helped revolutionize popular music in the
1950s. My eyes are bothering me.
Guitar and gyrating hips made him a teenage idol as well as a fortune.
A spokesman for the hospital said that the candy bars was melted.
As word spread on that sultry southern day, August 16, 1977, thousands of people descended on the Graceland Estate in Memphis, Tennessee. They gathered to pay their respects to Elvis Presley. Sadly, the legendary king of rock and roll died not on a throne, but on a toilet. His bloated body brimming with a pharmaceutical soup, chock full of morphine, codeine, and quaaludes.